is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where Israel's embassy has issued a statement saying no words can express the depth of our grief and horror at this devastating loss. Two of their staff members, a man and a woman, were shot and killed last night as they left the Capitol Jewish Museum. Ambassador Leiter.
The couple that was gunned down tonight in the name of Free Palestine. It's a young couple about to be engaged. The young man purchased a ring this week with the intention of proposing to his girlfriend next week in Jerusalem.
A 30-year-old male suspect from Chicago is in custody, says D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith.
We have not had any prior interactions with him based on an NCIC check. We don't see anything in his background that would have placed him on our radar at this time.
The U.S. House remains in session and is close to the final vote on the massive Republican domestic policy bill. CBS's Erica Brown.
President Trump's massive budget bill cleared a key hurdle after the Rules Committee advanced a measure that is critical to the president's agenda.
The clerk will report the total.
8 yeas, 4 nays.
Republican leadership was optimistic after their meeting with the president Wednesday afternoon.
I feel very confident that we're going to keep this bill moving tonight. Keeping this bill moving means passing it.
That last voice, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports the U.S. has received that luxury jumbo jet from Qatar, a gift to be used by President Trump.
The chief spokesperson sent out a statement confirming that the Pentagon has accepted what the administration has long called a gift from Qatar. And he also added that the Department of Defense will work to ensure proper security measures and functional mission requirements are considered for an aircraft used to transport the President of the United States.
President Trump focused on unconfirmed claims of genocide against white farmers in South Africa.
President Trump welcomed the President of South Africa to the Oval Office, then diverted to a video showing white crosses lining a roadway. The president said they marked actual burial sites of white farmers as he made a claim of genocide.
There's just no genocide in South Africa.
President Cyril Ramaphosa, who also told the BBC he believes President Trump himself may have some doubts.
There's doubt and disbelief in his head.
Reports indicate the video was from a protest against violence in South Africa and that the burial sites were staged, not actual graves. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The NFL is going to keep the so-called tush push, making Eagles fans happy. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Changes are in store in some states for people getting government food assistance.
For the first time, the federal government has approved a waiver for a state to ban purchases of soda and energy drinks through the food stamp program, now known as SNAP. The waiver affects Nebraska, which plans to start that next year, affecting more than 150,000 recipients. There have been similar moves in other states. Wisconsin Republican Chris Kapinga.
It seems like kind of a common sense thing to say. If it's going to be taxpayer-funded money, let's make sure that it's healthy food.
Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Indiana, Iowa, and West Virginia have also submitted requests for waivers banning certain foods and drinks under SNAP. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Target says sales fell more than expected in the first quarter, warning they will slip for all of 2025. Target said its customers are worried about tariffs and the economy and are pulling back on spending. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
is going to be mostly cloudy for a pretty good chunk of the day today, although I think we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, mostly clear, 41. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high once again near 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. We'll be right back.
soon be summertime and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Cause fire is the devil's only friend.
the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this will be the day that I die, this will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I
sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel,
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, such number, no such soul. Return the sender, return the sender, return the sender. Return.
singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
that so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long.
You better stop, 'cause I really love you. Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Get around.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
CBS News Brief. Officials say the 30-year-old suspected of shooting and killing a couple who worked at the Israeli embassy in Washington shouted "Free Palestine" after he was arrested. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We will follow the facts. We will follow the law. And this defendant, if charged, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Lawmakers in the full House could vote any time now on President Trump's massive tax cut and spending proposal following a marathon 22-hour session. CBS's Erica Brown.
The budget package includes an additional $350 billion for border security, deportations, and defense, and spending cuts to entitlement programs.
Questions mounting about security at the New Orleans jail after 10 inmates left through a hole in a cell wall. And there's another development. WWL's Dave Cohen.
Cops arrested two people they say have been helping fugitives after their escape from the jail here in New Orleans.
Five are still on the loose. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosenstock.